Chapter 1, Mexico City to Los Angeles, California, Tuesday, July 12, 1988, Mexico City. Clara, my friend and neighbor, kindly took my two sisters, a friend and me, to the Aeropuerto Internacional de la Ciudad de México. By 6 a.m., I was in line with my ticket and passport in my hand to check in. The flight to Los Angeles, California, D11741, was announced at 7 a.m. In that moment, I said goodbye to my sisters and friend. I felt sad at that point because I was going to be far from my family and country. It was the first time I was traveling abroad. It was a 1-month trip, but still I felt nervous. Besides, it was the first time I traveled by plane for 6 hours, 3 hours from Mexico City to L.A., and three more from L.A. to Vancouver. I felt like crying when I walked to the boarding area. I had mixed feelings. I was excited but also sad because I did not know what to expect. Then I went through customs and showed my documents. After that, I waited for the plane to depart. Once on the plane, I felt that it was the beginning of a beautiful dream, a trip that not only me, but many poor people longed for. I had a little problem on the plane. I had a window seat, and a man asked if his son could sit there. I was willing to let him take my seat. But then I said to myself, I paid so much for this trip. How could I give it to somebody else? I want to enjoy the view too. In my opinion, I was being selfish rather than reasonable. Fortunately, somebody else at the back gave his seat to the kid. It was a 3-hour trip and I had breakfast during this time. The kid fell asleep very quickly. He never looked out the window as he was supposed to. He was not even awake for breakfast. It was too early. Anyway, things like that happen. I felt melancholic at the moment. I think I was excited but also afraid of the unknown. I was discovering an entire new world. It was quite an achievement for me, and I thank God for that. Los Angeles, California. Before we landed at Los Angeles Airport, we were given a declaration form to complete. Something peculiar happened. I had to borrow the pen off the man who had asked to give my seat to his son. He was very kind. He even explained to me how to fill out the form. What a shame. We landed at 9:50 a.m. local time. On getting off the plane, I was nervous, especially because we were taken straight to a bus. We were treated like prisoners. There were two lines of police officers, and we had to walk in between. It was obvious that they did not want anybody to take a different way or run away. The bus was driven by a woman, something unusual for Mexicans in those years. But also, the bus had a steering wheel on both ends, so the driver did not have to turn around, just walk to the other end. We were directed to customs where people were lined up according to the country they were coming from. There were people from Japan, Europe, and Mexico. I took the respective line, and soon after that, I was in front of the customs officer, who in a very rude way asked for my travel documents, went through them, and made several questions. From where I was, I could see several video cameras and many officers around us. This place looked rather like a prison. I do not think many people would like to stay there for long. Then I asked where I could claim my baggage, and they told me where to go. Once I collected it, I went to the second metal detector. This time, they inspected my luggage. The officers there were fairly rude, but I was cleared at the end. I followed other passengers, and soon afterwards, I was out of that area. I was out of the terminal by 10:15 a.m. I was in the United States. I could not believe it. It was warm, perhaps 35 degrees Celsius. I noticed some yellow arrows on the pavement and signs at the parking lot. Soon I found an information desk with a glass window and a microphone at the front, so people could not have any physical contact with the person on the other side. I asked where Delta Airlines was in order to check in for a trip to Vancouver, Canada. The employee gave me directions. Once there, I checked in. Then I met an American couple with whom I engaged in a conversation. Later on, a senior whom I helped with her baggage before joined us. I wanted to know when I was going to take the plane. According to my watch, it was almost soon, so I decided to hurry up. When I asked the service agent if it was time to board the plane, I realized I had a different time. It was 11 o'clock local time. I had not switched my watch 2 hours behind. I had enough time to take a look at the stores in the airport. When I returned, I conversed with the same lady I met before. She asked me if I would like to live in the United States. I told her that I was not interested for the time being. Then she made me understand that she needed someone to look after her. Around 12:20, the flight to Vancouver was announced. The first people to get on board were seniors and persons on wheelchair, then first class passengers, and finally the rest of us.